Good morning, Greenville.
Welcome to the Saturday Splash with Maddie and Lynn.
And Shelby.
Yay.
Special guest. You are tuned in here, 94.5 WGTK The Answer, and we are your hosts from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, bringing you a little weekly drop of all things conservation district-y.
Drop.
That's a word.
Yeah.
District-y.
District-y. Oh, that's hard to say.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that.
Pretend that didn't happen. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about urban agriculture. We're going to start with, there's a new farm in town, Legacy City Farm. Hopefully you've heard of it, but if you haven't yet, you sure will, because we are partnering with them, and it's cool. It's cool. We'll get into that. And then later on, we've got our friend Ashley from Rewa talking all about water treatment and how that relates to stormwater. And you guys, it's an amazing process how water gets from our sink back into the river. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up with some green infrastructure. But we're not there yet. So Legacy City Farm. This sounds really cool.
It is cool. So it started with an idea. So Jason Ooh. Schmidt he's a teacher, and he is now the farmer of the Legacy City Farm. And what happened was, we knew that he decided to leave teaching because he really wanted to farm. So we had some information come across at the Soil and Water Conservation District that the NACD, which is the National Association of Conservation Districts, wanted to do urban, they were asking for proposals for urban agriculture grants. And okay. We thought to ourselves, how cool would it be? Jason wants to do farming, and he had already been talking to Legacy Charter School about doing it for the school, and we're all about that. So we said, hey, let's apply for this grant. And we did. And guess what?
We got it.
Yay.
Woo!
So we were one of, I think, 40 recipients across the country. The grants went to conservation districts, and they were for urban agriculture. And the interesting thing about these grants was that they were mostly for technical assistance. Usually when you get a grant, it doesn't pay for salaries or anything like that. Then the grant wants to pay for things like actual infrastructure,
equipment,
something like that. So this one was different. What the NACD wanted to do was, they are really interested in increasing agriculture in urban areas.
Oh, so yeah. That's really the trend, urban agriculture. I think, people are starting to move back into the city. But, there's not a big amount of land to farm. So I think urban agriculture is really cool. Our cities are getting denser, and we need to be able to feed ourselves.
And it allows us to connect to the food we eat. Whereas right now, we're so far away that we don't see how it's done, and we aren't connected to the food we're buying.
That's true. You ask someone, oh, well, where did that tomato come from? Oh, it came from Bilo.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did it come from before that?
Yeah. And kids have a hard time, especially like with meats and stuff. You say, oh, you had bacon for breakfast this morning. Where did that come from? And again, the answer is Bilo. And you say, what animal is that from? And they say, well, it's from bacon. No, they don't even know. So one of the conservation districts, ideas, and what I really want to do is to connect kids back to the land and help them to understand where their food is coming from. Because I think if kids knew where their food was coming from, and
or adults for that matter,
or adults, anyone, that they'd be more likely to eat it. One of the things that's very interesting is, we work with Patricia Whitener from 4-H, and she does school gardens. And she says, when the kids grow the food themselves, they'll eat it. They'll eat anything if they grow it themselves. Mm-hmm. So Jason was of the same idea. So he went to Legacy Charter School to see if they would be interested. And Legacy is all about feeding their kids healthy food. And mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, Legacy is in West Greenville, and it's in what is considered a food desert. What is a food desert, Maddie?
Basically an area where there are no grocery stores nearby. I used to live over there, and I was lucky enough to have a car. I could drive the 15 minutes it took to get to the grocery store. But yeah, food deserts are actually a big problem in Greenville, in the South. I mean, really in city areas where there is little transportation and a big need for good food.
Yeah, because people, you know, in this area, the place that they can go to get food is the gas station. You can't imagine that there's very good food available at the gas station, and certainly not fresh produce. So
Jason's bringing the farm to Legacy Charter School, and we're going to have students involved with that. Correct?
We are. And right now, it's a big plot of kudzu. You went out there, didn't you, Shelby?
Oh, yeah. From kudzu to crops.
That's what we're going with.
It's our little tagline. If you go out there and check it out, you will quickly see why.
That's really cool. So it's at 90 North. No.
Hold on.
I'm messing the. It's 90 North 6th Street.
That sounds right.
Yes. It's over near Legacy Charter School.
So if you go out there right now, what you're going to see is you're going to see a really big plot. It's several acres. And we were fortunate enough to have that donated to us. The land was owned by Greenville Rec, but they have allowing the charter school to use it for this project. And so that's word number one is we have to get a conservation plan, and we're going to farm this with permaculture theories and prospects. So our first plan is we have to get that plan in place before we start tearing down the kudzu and the trees and everything else.
I'm really excited to watch this happen. If you've ever wanted to start a farm, I mean, this is going from nothing to everything. So the farm has a website, legacycityfarm.com, and there's a blog on there, so you'll be able to follow along with the progress. So like the land clearing hasn't even begun, so it's going to be really, really cool to watch it go from overgrown kudzu to productive garden that will feed students at the school.
And you will notice Shelby has been talking with us today, and she is our intern this fall, and we're going to keep her into the spring and then the summer. She's never leaving. But anyway, one of her main projects is going to do social media for the Legacy City Farm. She knows Jason well. So when you go to the website, you will see posts from Shelby Cohen, and that is our Shelby intern. Yeah. So now you'll know.
So Shelby, we've got the website. Where else can we find out about Legacy City Farm?
We have a Facebook, facebook.com/LegacyCityFarm.
Ooh,
we also have an Instagram.
Ooh. Oh, it's cool,
which
too.
Which is also Legacy City Farm. There should be some great photos coming your way as we start the journey.
Cool. All right, social media peeps. Get on it.
Yeah, and I should tell you that if you do go to our Facebook page, the vegetables that are on our Facebook page right now, I'm going to put the disclaimer out there. Not vegetables actually grown on Legacy City Farm, because right now, as we mentioned, it's kudzu.
But they'll look that good in the future.
So. Oh, yes, they will.
Even better. Cool. Oh, that's so exciting. All right, LegacyCityFarm.com. Check it out. Don't forget, you can find us online, SaturdaySplash.com. Or if you want to learn more about stormwater in general, YuckyDucky.com is our education website. But tune in this Saturday, today, every Saturday, 7 a.m. here. On the Saturday Splash with Lynn and Maddie.
Yes, and coming up, we've got the ladies from Rewa with us. I believe Ashley's going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys, we took a tour of the Rewa facilities this last week. It was so incredibly cool. So wait for it. And we're going to talk all about that when we come back.
You're tuned in to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.